Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. We on live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. Faithful gospel ministers both here and around the world. Once again, the global radio broadcast on internet as well as on the radio waves around the world is come to you this evening. We are the Church of Christ worldwide, the spiritual church of Jesus Christ. And we have a commission and a responsibility given to us by the Lord, who is the king of this kingdom and who is the head of his church. And he says in Mark 16:15-16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus Christ gave us marching orders as his disciples before he went back to heaven to resume his position as the Almighty God who created heaven and earth and who rules over his spiritual nation, his spiritual children. We are members of the spiritual body of Christ, which is the Church of Christ. And the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, there's only one body. Again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and chapter 12, rather, and verse 13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, have been made to drink the water of eternal life, one Holy Spirit. And in verse 27, now ye, who are ye? The souls that are saved in the spiritual body of Christ, by obedience to the gospel, by baptism. Those souls that are saved, you are the spiritual body of Christ and individual members of it. It refers to a singular institution, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a social club, nor is a group of social clubs around the world, but rather it is a spiritual entity that is united through one faith, one gospel, one doctrine, one Lord and Savior, one spiritual designation, one body. That is the body or the Church of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13. We've been away for a few days, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that maybe some of you have missed us. But we want you to know that we are alive and well, and the gospel of Christ is always available and present, and we are back. So I want you to know that in our gospel ministry here, we have several faithful gospel ministers who often participate with us in this religious broadcast. They include Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas. Brother Lewis Parker IV, who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Sugarland on Voss Road. Brother Don Kegler, who is a minister of the AD 33 Church of Christ out of Houston, Texas. And Brother James Johnson, who is a minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. And yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams, who is also co-minister with Brother Johnson of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. We welcome you all to this radio broadcast tonight. And we want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel doctrine that we teach and that we preach worldwide can stand investigation. It can stand inquiry. If you have a question or if you want to question anything that we are teaching in this gospel of Christ, we invite you to ask your question of the panel of ministers who serve on this program. We also want you to know that we have Brother Brian Brown, who is a faithful member of the Church of Christ, Westward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, who serves as our radio broadcast moderator. If you want to ask a question and you are on your telephone, push the number one button on your telephone keypad. Brother Brown will receive a signal and he will cue you into this call that you may ask your question of these ministers and myself live on the broadcast. Invite you to question what we teach, because we believe that we teach the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth. And we have Bible, book, chapter, and verse to support the doctrine that we teach, ladies and gentlemen. So we're not trying to fool you. We're trying to give you the Word of God. And as my co-minister often says, the Word of God won't fool you. It'll school you. That is, it'll educate you. It will enlighten you to the Word and the will of God, what God wants every soul to obey in order to receive the inheritance of eternal life. Welcome again to this broadcast. And as we begin tonight, we also want to make mention of the fact that we certainly appreciate the brethren of the Darien Loop Church of Christ out of Houston, Texas, who have been so good and so faithful in paying for and sponsoring this radio broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't solicit money, donations, or any financial assistance from any of our listeners or participants on this program. We have a congregation of the Lord's people who have made it their financial responsibility to provide and to pay for this ministry each week. We are having broadcast on Tuesday nights at 7:30 Central Standard Time at the same number that you're at now. And we also have this broadcast, as you see, on Thursday night at the same time, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Twice a week, opportunity, we invite those who tune in who might have questions. And we ask only that you ask questions that are Bible questions, that are questions of morality, okay? Because these questions are answered in the Word of God. And we can give you book, chapter, and verse concerning your moral dilemma or your moral question or your spiritual question. We do not invite or encourage you to ask us questions of politics or questions of civil government. Only those questions that have to do with moral prerogative and spiritual faith. So if you have a question tonight is your night. Every Thursday night, we devote this hour broadcast to fielding the questions of persons who are interested in the welfare of their soul and would like to ask those questions. Ask us the hard questions, ladies and gentlemen. Ask us why the Baptist Church is not the church that Christ built, nor does it belong to Christ. Ask us why the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church and the Presbyterian Church and the Mormon Church and the Jehovah's Witness Church and the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the Church Without Walls Church and the Potter's House Church and the Lakewood Church and all these 600 named denominations of churches do not belong to Christ. They are not churches that are built by Christ. Ask us the hard questions, ladies and gentlemen, about the government of the church. Who is the head of it? How is it organized? What is the instruction of the Word of God? Who is a pastor and who is not? Or who is a bishop and who is not? Are there any cardinals mentioned in the Bible? Are there any popes mentioned in the Bible? Is the office of pope and cardinal even written about in the Bible? Was Peter the founder of the Catholic Church? Is he the foundation of the Catholic Church? If he was, where does Peter speak of being a founder of the Catholic Church, since he wrote two New Testament letters in the New Testament Bible? Where does he mention himself as the first pope of the Holy Roman Church? Ladies and gentlemen, we're here to tell you, those churches, even those I haven't mentioned by name, they are not the churches of Christ. Their names are not even mentioned in the Bible. In the Bible, in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, we read that the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by God, says, greet one another with a holy greeting. The churches of Christ greet you. There are no other churches mentioned by name or by inference in the New Testament Bible. We are citizens of the spiritual kingdom of God, and as such, we are the spiritual children of God or sons of God. According to John chapter 1 and around verse number 5 and 6 through verse number 15, the Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ, who is God, the Word, who is God, the Creator, he has given us the power through the gospel to become sons of God, that is, children of God. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26 and 27, the Holy Spirit reveals that we are the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Because as many of us who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. How does one become a child of God? He must be baptized into Christ. When a soul is baptized into Christ, he is added to the spiritual church of Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church each day those who were being saved. Anytime you obey the gospel, if it's Monday, if it's Sunday, if it's Wednesday, if it's Friday, whatever day your soul submits to the salvation of God through the gospel and is baptized in water baptism for remission of your sins, you are added to God's spiritual family, his church, and you become a child of God. If anybody tells you different, or if they fail to not tell you at all, they are liars. They are lying prophets. They are lying preachers. They are not telling you the truth. They're telling you a philosophy of men that they claim to be from the Bible. But it is not the Bible's doctrine. We must be baptized in order to be saved. Baptism is the new birth that Jesus refers to in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. A child that is not born into the world of his parents is unable to see and to have a fellowship with his parents. He can't open his eyes and see them. He can't cry and be fed by them. He can't grow and be nurtured by them. He can't learn and to be disciplined by them because he's not born yet. The same thing with Christ and his spiritual church. Unless your spirit man, which is your soul, is born of water and the spirit, you cannot be in the spiritual family of God. You cannot be a child of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus says, don't get excited when I tell you, you must be born again. John chapter 3 and verse 7. Well, Brother Williams, you said that they're not preaching the gospel you teach. The preachers are false teachers. Well, there's a whole lot of false preachers, false apostles, false Christ in the world. Okay? The Pope claims to be the divine Son of God. How can he be when Christ was the only man of flesh that was begotten of God, okay, and was born in the flesh? Christ was not begotten of the fleshly seed of man, but of the Holy Spirit of God. The Pope was begotten by some man. He cannot be the divine Son of God. That's a lie. But that's a philosophy and a doctrine of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. It's a lie. Don't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says nothing about any other Christ other than Jesus Christ, who was revealed, manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He was seen of angels. He was preached on in the world. And he is received back in up into glory. He is the glory of God. He is the very essence and being of God. He is the Almighty. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 7 and 8. The Bible has the answer to every question or every concern regarding our faith, obedience, and service to God for eternal life and salvation. It is written in the Word. If it's not written in the New Testament covenant, it is not a part of the New Testament church of which every faithful soul is a member of. Yes, every faithful soul, whether they are present or they have died, every faithful soul is a member of the Church of Christ. Well, Brother Williams, what are you saying? Moses was not a member of the Church of Christ. At his death, the Church of Christ had not come into full fruition. It had not been completely revealed. It was only revealed in prophecy in Moses' day. But when Moses died, he died having his sins intact. His soul could not be rid of his sins because the blood of bulls and goats was not able to remove man's sins. Hebrews chapter 8 and 9 and 10. Go read it. It wasn't able to do it, but the blood of Christ is able. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 19, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ went into the prison. When he died on the cross, he went into death. He went into the prison, and he freed those who all their lifetime were subject to the bondage and condemnation of their sins. That included Moses and faithful David and faithful prophets and faithful patriarchs. It included all of those who died faithful to God and obedient through the prophecy and the commandment of prophecy, because it relieved them of their sins. The unfaithful are still dead in their sins. Those who die unfaithful today die in their sins. They cannot be saved for eternal life. Because when death comes, that's the end. That's the last of your opportunity to obey God. But we are instructed in Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, that we are to die faithful in the Lord. We are instructed in Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful even if it kills you unto death. That means if you die being faithful, or if you die, be faithful. In either case, don't die unfaithful to God. That's the guarantee that God can save you. God cannot save the unfaithful and disobedient who fail to do his will. Ladies and gentlemen, fail to obey the gospel. If you fail, you will go to hell. But if you succeed and obey, you will be saved and go to heaven. That's the will and that's the word of God. Whoever obeys the gospel will be saved. Those who do not will be lost and will be judged and condemned in the fire of hell. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, 8, and 9. Those of you who are Christ's and you are troubled and you suffer because of Satan and all of his devices, destroy your faith. Be patient. Paul, writing there by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, saying, be patient with the brethren. Be patient with the faithful. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Because one day, the Lord is going to be revealed with his mighty angels in flaming fire. And he will take vengeance on all of those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of Christ. They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, in Christ be faithful. If we are unfaithful, we are not in Christ. So if we die unfaithful, we have not died in the Lord. This is our plea with those of you as you listen to our broadcast these days, each day, these weeks. By the grace of God, we declare to you the gospel of salvation, which is able to save the souls of every man who obeys. God gives eternal life as a promised reward to every soul that obeys him. Again, if you got a question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to ask you at this time to ask your question. If you want to know about anything, there's only one church that you can be a member of spiritually and be saved. There are many churches in the world, but they're not the churches of Christ. Are there any questions tonight? Brother Brown, has anyone queued in for a question? All right. There are no questions thus far. Let's take a moment to pause and want to say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for this beginning of a new year of life and opportunity to declare his word. Let us pray. Righteous God and Holy Father, we are so thankful to you for this life that you have given us. We're thankful to you for this gospel of the grace of your salvation that you have commanded us as ministers and teachers to preach. We're thankful, dear God, for the doctrine of the New Testament gospel that you have given us as it is the instructions that we need in order to know how to live and how to be saved and how to die in faith, that we might know how to get everyone who believes the truth and obeys it wants to go to heaven. We know that your promise is sure because your word is sure. The word will never change. The word of God does not change. It remains the same. It will never pass away. It will never diminish in its power. Jesus Christ is the Logos, the spiritual and the living Word of God, the eternal Word of God. That's who Jesus Christ is in his deity. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. And the Bible says that by faith we know that the worlds were framed. That is this creation that we look at. The stars and the moon and the planets and the earth and the outer space and all of that. We know that all of these were built by God. Faith tells us that it was built by God. It was built by the Word of God. That same Word is the Word of salvation that we preach today. That's Jesus Christ, Him crucified and risen from the dead. He was crucified for our salvation. He was raised from the dead for our justification, that we might find justification in the sight of God through faith and obedience to the gospel. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for this message of hope for dying souls, for lost souls, for perishing and persecuted souls, that they may know how to escape the condemnation of hell. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for our brethren who see fit to purchase and pay for it each week. Thank you for the hearers and those who listen and participate with this broadcast. Thank you, dear God, for your ministers around the world, both here and everywhere, who are faithful in teaching your gospel, in teaching men how to be saved. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as we said before, and we say again, you may question any principle of doctrine that we teach on this broadcast. If you have no questions, then we'll go on and we will continue with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask you, when you get on our broadcast, we ask you to do this. Every time you tune in to our radio broadcast, we are requesting that you get a paper, a pencil, or a writing utensil, a piece of paper, and your Bible. We want you to not only hear the scriptures, but we want you to be able to write down the references, and we also want you to be able to open your Bible and read for yourself. Don't take our word for it implicitly. Just because we sound like we're telling you the truth, don't take our word for it. Check it out. Open your Bible and read your Bible for yourself. Now, I mentioned there are many false prophets in religion today, ladies and gentlemen, and they are present in religion today, and they have always been present in the world. Satan has preachers and churches. I would venture to say that there may be some on this call tonight who have never heard that statement from your preacher or nobody, but you heard it from Brother Williams tonight. There are ministers of Satan, and Satan has many more ministers than Christ. Why, Satan himself, as a master deceiver, has portrayed and has presented himself as Christ.
to deceive you. He has given you a word that is against Christ, just like he did in the beginning. God said, thou shalt not eat of that tree of death, or you will surely die. Satan said, you shall not surely die. Who's lying? Who started the lie? The Bible tells us and shows us that Satan is the author and the father of the lie. God is not a man. God cannot lie. God cannot repent. He is not a sinner. Satan cannot repent because he is doomed. He is judged already. Satan was a created angel, a archangel of God, who decided he wanted to be God, and God cast him down to hell. Hell was created and is prepared for the devil and all of his angels, all of his followers. That includes his ministers and all the members and all the churches that he had. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse number 13, the Bible says, but what I do, that I will do. What that I may cut off occasion from them, that is the false teachers, which desire occasion, that whereas wherein they glorify, they glory, they may be found even as we. They're just men. They're not gods. They're not the word of God. They're just men. He says, for in verse 14, verse 13, it says, for such are false apostles. Paul was referring to those who are men, even today, that call themselves apostles. Their names are not written in the New Testament. They are not among the 12 or 13 that Jesus called. The last apostle was the apostle Paul. He was called into the apostleship 10 years after the Church of Christ began on the day of Pentecost in A.D. 33, May the 28th, with the original 12. Paul became an apostle 10 years later after God called him into the apostleship on the road to Damascus, where he was enlightened about the gospel. So we know this is what Paul is referring to in this writing, because what Paul writes is the commandment and the word of the Lord. He said there are false apostles. There are guys claiming they're apostles. They claim they can raise the dead. They claim that they can speak in tongues. They claim that they can drink a deadly poison and it don't harm them. They claim all of these things that the apostles could do by the power of the Holy Spirit, but they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit because they are none of God's apostles. They are false apostles. That's what the Holy Spirit says in verse 13. He says they are deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. In other words, they are disguising themselves. They're not changed. They just disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But the truth, they are not. You need to know that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get excited. Don't be surprised. Brother Williams tell you that there are many false teachers and ministers of Satan. They are false apostles. They are false Christ. The Bible says, to go further, he said, they desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. I'm sorry. I moved my Bible. My page flipped. Let me go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Okay. All right, now. And no marvel, the Bible says, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Satan comes to you as a minister of righteousness, as an angel of light. He comes to you like Christ, huh? But he's a false Christ. He says, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be disguised as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their evil works. They're going to have an end, a destruction, a damnation in the end, because their works are damnable, heresy, and unrighteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, if you have not been taught to obey the gospel of Christ, if you have not been taught the gospel of Christ, if you got the wrong religion, you are in a church of Satan, and you're being taught by a minister of Satan. We challenge you tonight, choose Christ. If you go and talk to your minister, we welcome your minister to come on the broadcast and challenge what we say if he does not agree with it. But if he agrees with it, he should obey it, and you too. The Bible is right. This is our year. This is our time. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I'm not going to keep following the fleshly mind and will and the satanic deceivableness and deception that's going on in the world and in religion today. I'm going to seek those things that are above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. The Spirit says, if you be risen with Christ. Some of us aren't risen with Christ. But if you are, seek those things which are above, where God, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Seek after the heavenly treasure. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. This is what the song encourages you to do. I will come to Jesus. I want his salvation. This is your time. This is your opportunity. Today, while you have the blood, the warm blood of your life flowing in your body, your brain is receiving knowledge because it accepts the nitrogen and the air, oxygen, and treatment from the flow of blood that God designed the body to have and to function by. See, life is in the blood. Your physical life is in your blood. Your spiritual life is in the blood of Christ. You want the blood of Christ. You want to be covered by the blood. How I get covered by the blood, Brother William? You got to submit your soul to water baptism through faith by the gospel. Be saved from your sin. See, when you are baptized into Christ, Romans 6, verse 1 through 4, you go into the death of Christ. You are buried with Christ by baptism. You contact the blood of Christ in his death because he shed his blood while he was in his death on the cross. He had already died when the soldier came by to break his legs and to hasten his death, because the scriptures already foretold that not a bone of his body would be broken. When they came by, they didn't break his legs, but the soldier pierced his side, and forthwith came blood and water. His blood was shed in his death for your salvation and mine. And we must go into that death by faith in the water of baptism, that we might receive the cleansing of our soul from the sin that has killed it and has got it dirty and filthy, that we might be made alive once again in the Spirit. And we must continue to be faithful to Christ and live under the blessing of the forgiveness of sin that we receive when we are born into the spiritual family. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel of salvation. This is the way that you learn how to go to heaven. This is how you actually get into Christ. You can't go to heaven outside of Christ. You got to get in. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore, and that's Galatians 3:27. Romans chapter 6 again, back to Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death. That just like Christ was raised from the dead, we also are raised from the spiritual dead to walk in eternal life. That's what the Bible says. That's what God said. That's what we preach. Anything else is a lie. Some of you have been told and taught that you do not have to be baptized in order to be saved. That's the biggest lie that Satan has ever told. And he has plenty of ministers in the world teaching that lie to billions of people. It's not the truth. Obey the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Obey God tonight. Brother Brown, do we have any questions of anyone? Does anyone have a question who might be listening in on this broadcast tonight? You don't have to wait until Brother Williams gets through talking. You can push that button, push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will interrupt me, and I will stop in order that we might listen to and hear your question, that we might provide you an answer from God for your spiritual question. So if you got one tonight, ask it. Please, ask us your question. Ask us to prove the things that you say, that we say that you may disagree with. Ask us to give you the Bible, book, chapter, and verse that we might answer your question by the truth. That's all we want you to know, the truth. Only the truth can set you free from the condemnation of hell. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. See, we can know the truth. We can know truth. We don't have to guess about it. We can know it. How can we know it? Because, as he mentioned to Satan in the temptation in Matthew chapter 4, it's written. The truth is written. We can all read in our own language. The truth is written in over 1,500 languages, okay? It's written. The Bible is written in all the languages known to men. It's even written in Latin, which a language that hardly anybody even speaks, and only the Pope speaks a little of it. He has to, as part of his ritual. He has to speak Latin to a people who don't understand the language. He has to speak a dead language to a dead spiritual people because they are dead in trespass and sin because they have not obeyed the truth. He's not the truth, and the word he teaches is not the truth, and those who obey it have not obeyed the truth, so everybody's dead spiritually. That fits. But if you want to be alive spiritually, you listen to the written word of God. God wants you to understand and to know his word. Not guess or believe with blind faith. The word is there to enlighten. That is to light up the mind so that the faith that is produced. See, faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. The faith that is produced is the faith that is of God. God bless you. We want to conclude our broadcast tonight by simply saying that we pray those who were here and those who would be here. By the way, before we do that, let me say something here. Brother Lewis Parker Jr., you on the call with us tonight, sir? Brother Parker, are you on the call tonight? All right. We have those of our ministers. They may be absent tonight, but you'll hear from them. Brother James Johnson, my co-minister, is physically ill tonight and cannot be a part of the broadcast tonight. But we want to keep all of our faithful ministers of Christ in prayer. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for them daily. But we want you to know, Brother Williams is here. We are able. We can answer your question. Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. And don't be ashamed. You're not going to offend Brother Williams by questioning what he teaches. I teach the Word of God. It's not my word. I didn't write it. I didn't make it up. I just read it and I teach it. God will be done. God bless you. We're going to conclude tonight our broadcast for the evening. We look forward to having those of you who will to attend this broadcast on next week, on Tuesday of next week, by the grace of God, according to his will. We will commence again at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. And wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, as it relates to that time, we certainly hope that you will be on the internet location or on your cell phone and that you'll tune in to this radio broadcast. May God continue to bless each and every one of us according to his will. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to share the truth, the salvation that you sent to man, that men might have faith, that they might have obedient faith, faith that believes and obeys, that they might have an opportunity for eternal life. And we pray to God that you will continue to bless this ministry and all of the ministers who have the occasion to speak your word in this ministry. We're always looking for faithful gospel teachers and preachers who will join us in proclaiming the word of God, both here on this broadcast and everywhere around the world. We pray to God you bless every effort that we put forward as true ministers of Christ to do your will and to preach your gospel worldwide. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good night to all of you, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow ministers alike. May God continue to bless and keep us, and we look forward to the coming together again at the next appointed time. Amen. Good night, Brother Bryant.